Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here with the mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. And wherever it is that you find home right now, you are probably experiencing some effects of the coronavirus in your life. All over the nation and all over the world, folks are being driven into their homes by quarantines and lockdowns and are kind of scrambling to turn their homes into everything that they need: their office, their place of worship, their place of education, and their place to unwind to create their home yoga practice. This episode was originally a live Zoom class where I taught 60 minutes of yoga to about 30 former students. I decided to create the audio from it so that more people can continue to enjoy their home yoga practice for months to come. Although this is a guided class, I encourage you to customize and modify as needed, because even though I'm leading you through these postures, it's really you who is your best teacher. So you already have everything you need right there with you to create your home yoga practice. But together, moving and breathing through this challenging time, we can change the energy. So go ahead and grab your mat and get your practice space ready, and I'll see you on your mat in just a couple of moments to begin. All right, let's start the practice here in a standing position. So come on up to your feet and stand at the top of your mat. And just plant your feet, right? Find hips width distance apart, purposefully turn your toes forward, and start to feel anchored to the ground. Wherever you just came from, this next 60 minutes is yours, right? Yours to move, yours to breathe through. So start with feeling the ground underneath you. And once you're anchored, once you're rooted, start to take some shrugs of your shoulders up towards your ears. You can start in a circular direction. I started back, you can start forward, it doesn't matter. Just big movements here through your shoulders. Right, and then change direction, so whatever that was for you. I always think of flossing shoulder blades, like getting all of the sticky stuff out from underneath, just really moving fully. Right, and once you've done a couple of those, stand really tall and firm here, lengthen through the back of your head. And then release your right ear to your right shoulder. So you're stretching the whole left side of your neck here. And just pause. All right, breathing into the side muscles. Relax through the arm. And then go ahead and bring your chin down towards your chest. And bring your opposite ear to your opposite shoulder. And again, just pause. Feel a softening effect here. Maybe you're working at home. Maybe you're in front of a computer. Maybe you're just tense. You can take a moment. And then building a pace that matches your breath, start to take some circular movements here with your neck, almost like you're tracing from your chin. Nice little half circles, noticing the breath. I'm just taking one more round. All right, and then stand tall through the crown of your head. And facing the front of your mat, plant through your feet. We'll start with traditional sun salutation, Surya Namaskar. So as you inhale, we'll go slow. Inhale your fingertips to the ground, lift up through your chest, the crown of your head. And as you exhale, bring your palms together in front of your heart, and we'll pause here. So continue to breathe. Just kind of anchor your movements around your breath for the next 60 minutes, drawing the focus of your awareness inward, slowing things down. Even though we're apart, we're breathing together, we're creating an energy together, so we'll breathe together here. Empty all of your air out. Take a smooth inhale. And a smooth, deep exhale. I can hear your breath, beautiful. Again, inhale, drop the fingers down, just pause. Okay, traditional sun salutations may be a little bit different than what you're used to. Roll with it, make it your own. As you inhale, reach your arms forward, up, and back. So you can stay pretty straight if your back feels tense, or take it up into a little bit of a back bend. Think of it as a spinal extension, ribs lift off of the low back. Okay, arms stay outstretched. As you exhale, fold forward, fingertips brushing the front mirror or your table like I just did. Fingertips line up with your toes. Okay, as you inhale, step your right leg all the way to the back of your mat. Right leg steps all the way to the back of the mat. So your front ankle is under your front knee. Go ahead and drop your back knee, your right knee down onto the ground. Sink your hips down low, but lift up through your torso. So this is a big hip flexor stretch here across the front of your body. Just pause. Try to relax through the shoulders, lengthen everything else. And then press down into your palms. As you exhale, step back into a high plank pose. Right? And right away you have options. If this doesn't feel good on your feet or your wrists, you're always welcome to come down to your knees, right? Doesn't matter. So picking either plank or supported plank, just hold here. Stack your shoulders over your wrists. Lift up through your low belly and bring your tailbone towards your toes. Continue to breathe. Start to take a little shift forward and back on your tippy toes. The next time you shift forward, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly. Press onto the tops of your feet. Inhale for low cobra. So lift up. This is strengthening the back muscles. Let your neck be a continuation of your spine, sending your gaze 6 or 8 inches out in front of you. One more inhale, lift up. Feel free to move through your knees as you exhale back into downward facing dog. Take your time here. Right, so first time in your down dog. Think of it as an inverted V shape. Push down into your palms. Good. Continue to lift your tailbone up and back. And relax your head. Let your gaze go to the space between your shins. Really establish this as a home-based posture. Take one more big breath in. And a big breath out. We're gonna step the right foot forward. Let the energy be forward moving. As you inhale, move the right foot forward, ankle underneath your knee. Same thing, just on the other side. Pause here, fingertips down. Go ahead and drop your back knee down as well. So hip flexor stretch on the other side. As you sink your hips low, lift up through your chest like you had a string lifting your collarbones to the ceiling. And pausing here, one more inhale. We're gonna step to the top of the mat. Exhale, join your left foot to meet your right foot at the top of your mat. Hang your head and neck heavy. Let's pause here. Separate your feet out, hips width distance apart. Go ahead and bend your knees really generously. Ragdoll pose. You can keep your hands on the mat or you can grab for opposite elbow here. Drop your head down, just trusting that you're doing this exactly right, that you're exactly where you need to be. And you can stay right here or interlace your hands behind your low back. So chest expansion, if this feels like too much on your shoulders, you can grab for opposite wrist or opposite elbow. You can hang straight and heavy or maybe take a little twist here, bending into one knee, open up in the opposite direction. For example, bending left knee, twisting right. And then come back to center and switch it out. For example, bending the right knee and twisting to the left. Good, and then coming back to center, release your fingers, draw your feet toward one another again. Reach your arms out in front of you. Inhale, reach forward, up, and back. So option to scoop up into that little back bend here. Then exhale, just stand with your arms by your sides, finding this neutral standing posture. You're gonna repeat that on the other side. A little bit more quickly, like breath to movement style. As you inhale, open up through your chest. As you exhale, focus in, hands to heart center. Feel rooted through your feet. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up, and maybe back if the back bend feels good. Strong belly. Exhale, fold forward. Take it slow. Arms outstretched, fingertips line up with your toes. This time, inhale, step the left leg all the way back. So left leg steps back. Right away, you can drop the back knee to the ground. Hands stay down, lift up through your chest, lift up through your gaze. Okay, exhale, high plank pose. Push the floor away from you. Join your legs together behind you and pause. So isometric holds are a great way to build a little bit of strength here. Again, you're always welcome to drop to the knees if you'd like. Otherwise,
isometric hold is like moving without moving, so small movements. Bring your arms toward one another energetically. And then do the opposite, like you're pushing your palms away from each other. Feel the engagement in your biceps. Notice your breath here. Next, inhale, shift forward. Exhale, smoothly lower all the way down onto your belly. Again, cobra pose, push into the tops of your feet. Inhale, lift up through the muscles on your back. Right, draw the shoulder blades down, squeeze your elbow tips together behind you. Exhale, downward facing dog. Again, you can use your knees or just press your hips up high. This time in your down dog, feel free to walk it out. So bending one knee really generously as you stretch the opposite heel down. And then switch. And then finding your static downward facing dog, bring the left foot forward, left foot steps forward. So an ankle underneath your knee, drop the back knee down. Again, stretch up here through the front of your body, big hip flexor stretch. Last inhale, exhale, step forward to the top of your mat. You're gonna reach your arms forward, up and back with your inhale, finding a little bit of a back bend. Exhale, stand with your arms by your sides. We're gonna add on a little bit to that same idea. Inhale, lift up through your chest and heart. Exhale, hands together in front of your heart, noticing your breath. Root down, inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back. Exhale, fold in half. Feel free to bend your knees as much as you need, fingertips toward the toes. Inhale, step the right leg all the way back. Right leg steps back, drop your back knee down. Okay, so this time, as you inhale, lift up through your spine. As you exhale, half splits. And this is just straightening the front leg. So crawl your hands back, flex your toes back toward your face. A little bit of a hamstring stretch here. You can stay static. You can point and flex your toes. You can circle out your ankle. Let go of needing to really achieve anything here. You're just breathing into the shape. Okay, and then we're gonna find a little flow. So as you inhale, bend into your front knee once again, lift up through your collarbones. As you exhale, just straighten your front leg and pull back, moving right back into half splits. You can stick with this variation, or this time, bend into your front knee, curl your back toes, lift your back knee off the ground, so we're a little bit more lifted. And then exhale, straighten your front leg and fold. I like to pull the toes back toward my face. You can also just plant your foot on the mat. But same thing here, working into your hamstrings, maybe shift your hips from side to side, take a breath. Good, and then find your way back into your lunge. Plant your palms, step your left foot back, hold your high plank pose. Pause here. Okay, hug your inner arms together, stretch your ankles towards your wrists. Inhale as you shift forward. Exhale, slowly lower all the way down onto your belly. This time, come to your fingertips. Inhale, low cobra pose. So you can use your hands, but instead of relying on your arms, use the muscles in your back to lift up through your chest. Exhale as you release down, pushing back into your downward facing dog. Take a breath here, long inhale. Deep exhale. Good, step the right foot forward, between your palms. Once again, release down onto your back knee. This time take your right forearm and walk it up your right thigh. So you're kind of like resting your forearm on the front leg. As you inhale, reach your left arm up. Exhale, take a side stretch up and over to the right. So again, hip flexor, psoas, the whole front of the body. Breathe into the rib cage as well, getting into your intercostals and your lats. Okay, one more inhale. We're gonna take this into a twist, right? So take your left forearm to your outer right thigh. Keep the back knee down for now. You can either come to fists if you have sensitivity in your wrists, or you can take palms. Right, with your inhale, lengthen through your spine. And with your exhale, rotate from your sternum, like you're turning the whole torso high. Really steady yourself in your shape, taking one more breath here. Okay, we're moving into a variation. Lift your top arm up. Place your bottom hand down to the big toe side of your front foot. Big toe side of the front foot. Curl your back toes and lift your back leg, moving into an easy twist. Same engagement, slightly different shape. You can use flat palm or fingertips. As you inhale, get longer. As you exhale, rotate and twist. One more breath here just for you. Good, take your top hand down, so frame your foot, look forward and step forward to the very top of your mat. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back, lifting up high from the ribs. Exhale, stand with your arms down by your sides. We'll even that out on the other side. Inhale, palms forward, lift high. Exhale, hands to heart center and hold. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back. Exhale, fold forward and down. Try to relax the muscles that surround the spine. Inhale, step your left leg all the way back. Left leg steps back. Release your back knee to the ground. So coming into that half splits variation, as you inhale, lift up through your chest and heart. Exhale, straighten your front leg any amount. So if you're kind of tight, you might keep a micro bend in the knee. Feel free to take some variations here. Point and flex the foot. And circle out your toes. Okay, and then we'll find a little bit of a flow. As you inhale, bend into the front knee, lift up through your spine. Exhale, straighten your front leg and fold, moving back into your half splits. You can stick with that, or this time as you inhale, bend into the front knee and curl your back toes. Lift your back knee up. As you exhale, straighten and fold. So kind of the same little variation on the hamstring theme. Feel free to shift your hips, keep your foot down, or pull your toes back. Take one more round of breath here. Okay, bend into your front knee once again. Plant your palms and step back into your high plank pose. Hold here. Push the floor away from you. Lengthen through the crown of your head. Inhale, shift forward 2 inches. Exhale, last time as you lower all the way down onto your belly. This time, interlace your hands behind your back. Inhale, lift up through your chest. So similar to the chest expansion you took earlier. Engage your back muscles. Lightly lift the back of your neck. Exhale, release halfway. We'll take a little flow. Inhale, lift up from the back muscles, stretch the crown of your head. Exhale as you fold forward and down. Last time, strengthening the spine. Inhale, lift up, strong back. Exhale, release. Take your palms underneath your elbows, curl your toes and push back into downward facing dog. Pause here, push the floor away from you, take a big breath in. And a big breath out. Good, step the left foot forward, foot lands between the palms. Again, release down to the back knee. This time walk your left forearm up your left thigh. And if you need support underneath your knee, you can take a blanket there, I should have said on the other side. Inhale, lift up through your right arm. Exhale, take a side stretch. Let your breath flow freely here. Focus on making it slow and smooth rather than just deep. One more round of breath. Okay, and we're gonna take it into a twist. So keep this upward energy and then start to twist the right forearm towards your left thigh. Again, you can press the palms together. You can stack fists. As you inhale, elongate your torso from the hips through the crown of the head. And as you exhale from your sternum, rotate the whole torso up. Continue to breathe here, letting the breath influence the micro movements of the posture. One more round. Okay, little variation. Extend your top arm up, plant the bottom hand down. So a little bit of core work in that transition. Stay upright as much as you can without collapsing. Push into the ground, rotate, curl the back toes, and lift. Easy twist variation. You can stay on your fingertips. You can come to the palm, whatever feels better for you. Keep it active with the inhale. Rotate and twist with your exhale. Good, send your gaze down, plant your left hand, step forward to the very top of your mat. Inhale, reach forward, up and back, tall spine, feel longer than you did before. Exhale, stand with your arms by your sides. How's everyone doing? We good? I see some thumbs, okay. One more time through, adding on, a little bit stronger here. Press into the feet, inhale as you lift up through your heart. Exhale, bring your hands in front of you. Just pause here. Feel the heart beating in your chest. Feel the ground underneath your feet. Make this work for your body. Chair pose. Drop the weight back into your heels. Scoop up through your glutes. Active hamstrings. If you have tight shoulders, you can stay here. You can also reach your arms up and over your head. You can do any variation, actually, that works with your arms. You are in your own practice, so feel free to explore. What happens when I try this? What works well for you? Lift the low belly, neither overly tuck nor overly curve the low back. Try to find that neutral space. Okay, one more inhale, listen. As you exhale, rise to stand, push the hips forward, lift your heart. Once more, inhale, chair pose, sit low, reach your arms up high. Exhale, fold forward, fingertips line up with the toes. As you inhale, step the right leg all the way back and pause. This time, spin your right foot down, right toes point to the top right corner of the mat. Moving into warrior one, push into your feet. Your hips stay squared. You can even take your hands to your hips to like steer yourself. Bend into your front knee. And when you feel ready, reach your arms up and over your head. If this causes any strain on your shoulders, feel free to take it down, hands to heart center. Really checking in, wrap your right rib cage more forward. Keep the back leg really active here. And try to relax the muscles in your shoulder and in your neck. Good, take one more round of breath. Okay, last inhale, reach high. Exhale, high plank pose, plant your palms to the mat and step back. This time, press the weight down into your left hand. Reach the right arm up for side plank. Side plank with the right hand high. Right, and if you have, again, sensitivity in your wrists, feel free to drop the bottom knee down. It's also just a great way to find some support. So whatever is your side plank, tighten everything together. Try to stack top wrist over bottom wrist. And take one more breath. Good, high plank pose toward the mat. You can stick with cobra or introducing low plank. Feel free to return to cobra anytime. Secretly, that's my preference. I'll probably do that on the next one, but just to show you, shift forward. And then bend your elbows halfway. You can also do this on your knees if you'd like. Stretch the tops of your feet back, inhaling for cobra or up dog. Upward dog, the legs are lifted, the knees are off the mat. Rotate the heads of your shoulders and pull them back. As you exhale, downward facing dog, curl your toes and lift your hips up high. Pause here, find your breath. Press the ground away, five. Lift your hips up and back for four. Relax the muscles in your face, three. Soften your jaw, two. Good, and one small change. As you inhale, kick your right leg up and back behind you. So right leg goes up nice and high. You can stay here stretching it out or bend your knee and kick your heel towards your seat. Maybe you stay here, maybe you take some big circular movements of your thigh bone, almost like you're stirring a soup in a bowl, kind of getting into all the little crevices. Take another round of breath. Good, inhale as you kick your right leg up high. Exhale, step it through to your low lunge. So right foot forward, ankle underneath your knee. Moving into warrior two this time, spin your back foot flat so it's parallel with the short edge of the mat, and then rise on up so that you're facing kind of the wide edge. Right toes point forward, right knee over right ankle, and then reach your wrists out in line with your shoulders. If you have any sensitivity in your knee, feel free to lessen the bend or shorten your stance, finding something that's stable for you. And then continue to activate down into the ground, up through the inner leg line, and settle your gaze over your right fingers. Take a breath here, settling in, feeling the space. One more round. Okay, keeping the legs strong, take your inhale, reach forward and down, exhaling extended side angle. So right forearm can come to right thigh, left arm reaches up toward the ceiling. Try to stack, like you could press your back against a wall behind you to feel the knee there as well. You can stay lengthening upward or take your bicep by your ear. You really feel that in the hip flexor, continuation of the side body. One more breath. Okay, keep the bend in your front knee if possible. Inhale for reverse warrior. So the right arm goes up, or you can take it up and over to the back of the mat. Continue to press the right shin forward. One more inhale. Listen, low lunge and pause. Bring your hands forward. Turn all five of your back toes forward. Step down into your right foot. Inhale, lift your left leg up, standing splits. So it doesn't have to be super high. You can lift it to the height of your hips or past the height of your hips. Really activate from the glute as you lengthen up through the ball mound. Maybe spread your toes, get active. One more breath here. Gently bend the standing leg. Step your feet together at the top of the mat. Press both feet underneath you. Okay, drop the weight into your hips. Inhale, chair pose. Reach your arms up. Exhale, rise to stand, pressing the hips forward. Let your fingertips fall down by your sides. Last side. Inhale, lift up through your heart. Find your breath. Exhale it out, palms to heart center. Inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back. Ooh, you just got a freebie chair pose. Exhale, fold forward and down. Inhale, step the left leg back. Left leg steps back. Pause here. Spin the back heel down so the left toes point to the top left corner of the mat. Bending into the right knee, inhale for warrior one. Feel free to pause, taking your hands to your hips, kind of steering the hips forward. As you build up from the foundation, feet strong, hips forward, left rib forward, eventually you can raise your arms up and overhead, biceps by your ears. Good, and again, just pausing here. Feeling the strength of the breath. Okay, one more inhale, push into the feet. Exhale, high plank pose. Plant your palms, step your feet back, and hold. This time, press down into your right hand. Lift the left hand up for side plank, Vasisthasana. As the left arm goes high, consider if you'd like to drop your bottom knee down, feel free to go for it. A little bit of a different sensation, more of a hip stretch. Tighten everything to the midline. Find some ease within the effort. And take one more breath. Okay, turning toward the mat for your high plank pose. Pause and hold here. Then shift forward 2 inches. You can choose cobra or low plank. Exhaling either to the belly or halfway and hold. Inhale, cobra pose or upward facing dog. Again, for up dog, arms are straight, thighs are lifted. Exhale, downward facing dog. Curl over your toes, lift your hips up high. Again, pause here, kind of feeling this as a home-based posture. Breathe for 5. Good, 4. Turn your armpits in towards your face, 3. Relaxing your neck and your jaw, 2. Good, and 1. Inhale, lift the left leg all the way up. Left leg to the sky, kick it up and back behind you. You can stay with a straight leg or bend your knee, heel toward your seat. and then open up your hip. You can stay still or you can take big circular movements of your thigh bone in one direction and the other. Notice your shoulders here. Avoid dumping too much weight into the right arm. One more inhale, kick your left leg up and back behind you. Exhale, low lunge, step your left foot forward between your palms. Spin your back foot flat to the floor so it's parallel with the short edge of the mat. Inhale for warrior two. Open up toward the long edge of your mat and settle in. So left toes are forward, left knee is forward over the ankle. Continue to push down through the back foot, lift through the inner leg line. When you feel solid in your foundation, reach your arms out in opposition. Settle your gaze forward. And take a breath here. Okay, with your inhale, stabilize, get taller. Your legs are stronger than you think. Exhale, extended side angle. So left forearm can come to the left thigh. Great place to get started here. Rotate open, so you're kind of turning your sternum up toward the ceiling, just creating space equally on the front and the back halves of your body. You can stay here if you want more of a side body stretch. Take your bicep by your ear, root from right heel through right fingertips. Take a breath. Press your front shin forward, keep that bend. Inhale, reverse warrior. I know your front quad is maybe burning a little bit. Dig into it. Shin forward, lift between the ribs. Okay, one more inhale, up and back. Exhale, low lunge and pause. So both of your hands frame your front foot. Feel free to readjust here. Step down into your left foot. Inhale, standing splits. You can lift your right heel to hip height or continue to lift using the muscles of the glute, the muscles of the hamstring. And from that center of energy, lift up through the ball mount. Again, maybe activating the toes. Taking one more breath here. Good, bending the standing leg. As you exhale, step the feet together. As you inhale, reach your arms forward, up and back. Lift up through your spine. Exhale, release your arms down by your sides. Take a breath here, observing the shifts. Okay, if you have water, if you want water, grab some water. I'm gonna grab some water. How's everyone doing? Cool, so as you come to your mat, find your way down into a seated position if you haven't already. A little bit of core work, why not? We're in quarantine, let's get strong here. Bring your feet onto the mat, hands onto your shins. As you inhale, lift up through your chest. As you exhale, actively draw your inner legs toward one another. They don't have to touch, but just lifting together and up. So this is boat pose step one. You can stay here or you can bring your hands to your thighs and maybe play with lifting one of your shins. Maybe switching it out for the other shin. Avoid rolling super far back. Try to stay forward on your sits bones. And then maybe you bring both of your shins out in front of you. Continue to lift up through the spine. Maybe you stay here. If your low back is sensitive, maybe your hands come behind you. If you're feeling pretty good, maybe your arms go up, maybe your legs go up. Let's just take a breath here. Inhale. Stay for your exhale. Unwind slow. Bring your feet to the mat. Reach your arms out in front of you. Make sure you have space behind you. And then slowly lower all the way down onto your spine. All right, so pause here. A little hamstring stretch. Kick the sole of your right foot up toward the ceiling. Interlace your hands behind your thigh or behind your calf. If you have like a sock or something near you to grab your foot, you can, or you can grab your foot, it doesn't matter. As you lengthen through the back of your leg, stay here or stretch your left leg long in front of you. And just take a breath into the hamstring stretch. Okay, and then switch, put the right foot down, send the left leg up toward the ceiling. Again, interlace your hands behind your thigh, calf, or foot. You can use like a blanket or something to grab your foot here as well, or just take the grip lower. You can stay right here or send the sole of your right leg out long onto the mat. Try to find a connection of the low back into the ground as you stabilize and just take a breath. Good. And then bending both of your knees, make your thighs perpendicular with the mat. And then interlace your hands behind your head. We're just going to do a little bit of activation for the obliques, nothing crazy. As you exhale, twist your right elbow towards your left thigh. As you inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, twist. Right? And just kind of keep going with this, finding a steady pace. As you twist, bringing the elbow toward the thigh. Really know that twists bring a lot of blood flow into the body. Really invigorating, great for ironing out the kinks in your spine. You can stay like this, or you can add the extension of your opposite leg. Totally optional if your hamstrings feel open or if you need a little bit more. Right, just finishing out these twists here for four. Good, breathing for three. Maybe try to slow it down. Slower is a little bit harder here. Two. Good, and one. Coming back to center, we're gonna take a happy baby pose here. Send the soles of your feet up toward the ceiling. You can either hook your whole forearm behind your knees and just kind of pull down. I like hands to the ankles, pulling the knees to either side of the torso. Or you can grab for your feet, but try to keep the tailbone down, shoulders down, head down. And you can stay right here, or you can kick it out into one leg. And then the other, just kind of rolling around a little bit here as you neutralize the muscles in your low back. Taking one more breath. All right, release the grip of your feet. Bring your knees in towards your chest. You can either take a little rock along the length of your spine, coming up into a seat, or you can roll off to one side and push yourself up. Coming into Baddha Konasana, so soles of the feet together, knees out, kind of like butterfly pose or like diamond pose. Soles of the feet together, knees out. You can pick your distance from the heels to the groin. It'll change the sensation in the inner legs. As you inhale, lift up through the spine. I like to grab my ankles. As you exhale, just take a moment here to round forward and pause. Make this your most effortless moment of class so far. Kind of lengthening out of the hips as you soften forward. Try to relax your traps, the shoulder muscles away from the ears. There's one more round of breath here, letting yourself slow down. Good, and then close your knees together like a book, and we're just gonna transition into a tabletop. So swing your legs around behind you, shift forward onto your hands and your knees. Spread your fingers out nice and wide here, and we're actually gonna just do a couple hand exercises. As you press down into your palm, we're just gonna hover the heel of the hand, hovering the part where the wrist connects to the palm, and then exhaling it down. Maybe just lifting it like a half of an inch. Inhale as you hover. Exhale as you release. And we're really just continue to go here, strengthening the muscles in the forearms as you hover and then plant. Let's take two more of those. Inhaling, hovering the wrist. Exhaling, pushing it down. One more, pulling into the fingertips, lifting the wrist. And exhaling to release. Changing it, turn your wrists in and your fingers out. So the wrists turn in, the fingers point to the outer edges of the mat. Push the weight into the pinky fingers only, and then the ring fingers, and then the middle finger, the pointer finger, and then the thumb. And we're just kind of rolling the energy. So now push it back through the thumb, pointer finger, middle, ring, and pinky. And just do that one or two more times here. You're trying to activate, trying to talk to every finger, every muscle in your hand. Okay, last one here. The backs of your hands go on the mat, fingers facing in. So the palms are facing up, fingers facing each other. You can stay here. I like to move a little bit of the weight back into my legs just so there's less weight on the palms or on the hands. And then curl your fingers in towards your wrist any amount. Great little counter stretch here for the backs of the hands. and then open up through your hands. You can do that a couple more times. Or when you're ready, you can take a few circular movements with each of your hands, each of your wrists, eventually replanting the palms into your tabletop pose. We're gonna move through some cats and some cows here. Drop your belly down, lift your tailbone up, lift your chin up. Cow pose, stretch the front of your body. Exhale, cat pose, round and curl. Lift your belly button towards your spine, your chin towards your chest. Nice and slow, maybe even taking a few breaths in each movement. Shift into your cow pose, belly down, heart high. Exhale, cat pose, round and curl. And keep going here. This is really just a template. You can add side to side movements. Good, and then find your neutral tabletop position. And we're gonna move into supported side plank with a variation. So push into your left hand, spin your left shin so that you can kick the right leg all the way to the back of the mat. So you're kind of in one line facing the long edge of your mat. And then lift your right arm up high. So just like your side plank, but the bottom knee is underneath you this time. Press into the back foot to start. Feel how that creates a lengthening on the whole side of the body. You can stay here or, challenging your balance, activate the right leg up. Option to bring your heel in towards your seat for a quad stretch. So grasping for the outer edge of the foot. No worries if you're not in the quad stretch, breathe where you are. If you're there, kick back like you're trying to touch the foot to the back of the head. Take one more breath here. Good, gently, slowly release the right leg down and then turn back to the mat for your tabletop pose. This time, push into the right hand, right shin. Spin open, side plank on the other side, left hand lifts, bottom knee is down. So this modified variation is a little bit more for the hips. Pressing the bottom hip forward, top hip open. You can stay here, pushing into the back foot, or option to shift the left leg up, finding a little bit of balance here. You can stay or bring your heel towards your seat, grab for the back of your foot or grab for the side of your foot. In the quad stretch, kick your heel back, opening up through the quad. Take a breath here. Good, and then releasing the grip, send the left leg down, turn toward the mat for your tabletop pose, and then walk your hands back. If you have sensitivity in your knees, feel free to grab a blanket or pillows to slip under. We're just gonna be on the knees for a moment. Stand on your knees, bringing your palms to the low back. Kind of the tops of the glutes. As you engage the glutes, push your hips forward. Inhale as you lift up through your heart. Exhale for camel pose. So think of the way you've been building your cobras. The back muscles are strong, sending the heart up like you had a string attached to the sternum. And just take a couple breaths here, lengthening the whole front of the body. Good, one more round. Engaging your abdominal muscles, come back into a neutral spine. And then gently plant your palms onto the mat and shift back into downward facing dog. Bring your hips up and back. Spread the fingers, lengthen the arms. Draw your low ribs in toward one another so you're compact in shape. Take a breath. Okay, walk your hands back towards your feet. So all the way to the back of the mat, and then slowly roll up to stand, one vertebra at a time. All right, we're gonna move into a little bit of balancing. I'll face you, feel free if you want a wall for support to move into that. So even if you take options where you're grounded through this, you're still strengthening the muscles in your lower legs, so just do what you need to do. We'll start with tree pose, so shift the weight down into your left leg. Do you want to use the wall that's on the left arm? And then turn the sole of your right foot to your inner leg line, tree pose on the right. You can start with the sole of the foot to your ankle. You can draw the sole of the foot up the shin, the side of the shin. And if you want, you can continue going up, maybe using your hand as an assist to place the sole of your foot to the inner thigh. Again, if you're using the wall, you can stabilize there. Otherwise, you can take any variation you want here. Maybe your arms go up, maybe they go out. Maybe your hands go behind your back. Maybe you close your eyes. Just be where you are, taking what you need. Finding one more breath. Nice job. Inhale, turn the knee forward. Exhale, release your foot down. This time we'll shift into the right leg, stabilizing the right. If you're at a wall, you can just turn so that your right hand has wall support. As you turn the sole of your left foot in, tree pose on the left. So the sole of the left foot draws to the inner ankle bone, maybe the inner shin, maybe all the way up to the inner thigh. Placement of the foot isn't as important as the way you stabilize, so just notice what you notice. As you feel ready, feel free to explore arm variations. It's okay to fall out and fall back in. Gotta take one more breath here. Beautiful, inhale, turn your knee forward, and exhale, release your foot onto the mat. All right, we'll do two more here. Maybe one more. We'll do one more. From here, press your weight into your feet. Go ahead and lift your right knee up to the height of your hip. Right knee up to the height of your hip. You can totally stay here, or we're gonna do a standing twist. Take your left palm to your outer right thigh. Maybe you hold it from the bottom if you're getting hip flexor strain. As you inhale, get taller. You can stay here, or as you exhale, exaggerate the twist. Rotating open to the right shoulder. You can stay here or send the right arm back behind you. Okay, this is a great place to be. Maybe some of you are working on full expression of revolved hand to big toe. If you want, you can sneak your hand down towards your foot, maybe just holding on to the foot, or kick the sole of your right foot forward, lengthening out the right leg. Again, totally optional. Feel free to stick with bent knee as well. Wherever you are, it's one more breath. Beautiful, come back to center. Gently release your right foot to the ground, and we'll do the other side. Shift into the right leg. Inhale, lift the left knee up to the height of your left hip. You can stay here, yeah, flex your foot back to your face, pull the left thigh bone into the left hip socket. Once you stabilize, take your right hand to the outer edge of your left thigh, maybe picking it up from the underside. You can stay here, getting taller with each inhale, or as you exhale, rotate open toward the left shoulder. As you breathe, maybe you extend the left fingers back, standing twist. And if you did so on the other side, or you just want to try it out here, maybe revolved big toe pose. Reach your hand down towards your foot. Maybe you kick the sole of the foot forward. Maybe not. Maybe you stick with the bent knee twist. Stay where you need to stay. Explore where you want to explore. Take one more breath. Good. Gently coming back to center. Release your foot down. Go ahead and step out wide. So you're facing the wide edge of your mat. Step your feet out two or three times, hips width distance apart. Go ahead and turn your right toes to face the short edge of the mat. We're going to move into triangle pose here on the right. Slide the hips back, reach your left arm up, and as you exhale, triangle pose. Slide your right arm down the right shin. Push the top hip back, open up through your torso, maintaining length on the sides of your body. Again, you can stay here, or you can reach your top bicep up and overhead, bicep by your ear. Take a breath. Good, push into your feet. Inhale as you rise up to stand. Turn the right toes forward. Now pivot the left toes to face the short edge of the mat. So we're just changing sides here, triangle on the left. Slide the hips to the right, left arm goes down the left shin. Triangle pose here on the left. Reach your right arm up. Triangles are the strongest shape in nature. You're making three of them with your body right now. So feel that innate sense of stability, of rootedness. As you breathe, you might take your top bicep by your ear, lengthening through the whole side of the body. One more round of breath. Good, again, push into the feet. Inhale as you rise all the way up to stand. This time, parallel your feet so that they're both parallel with the short edges of the mat. You can even slightly pigeon toe your toes, so toes might come in just a tiny little bit. As you inhale, get taller. Exhale, fold, wide-legged forward fold. So hinging from your hips, melt forward and down. You have a lot of options here. You can keep your hands on the ground. You can grab for your ankles. You can stay right here. You have a couple options, a little bit of yogi's choice. You're welcome to walk your hands over to one leg, kind of folding over your shin, breathing into the back of the hamstring. Once you've tried that side, you can walk your hands over to the other leg, pausing there, feeling the shift, feeling the difference. Okay, two more rounds of breath here just for you to kind of get into any last little nooks and crannies. Good, and then coming back to center, perhaps taking your hands to your hips, strong back muscles. Inhale as you rise all the way up with a nice long spine. Go ahead and step your feet together. We'll just do one more side body stretch here. As you inhale, just reach your arms all the way up and over your head. Go ahead and grab for your left wrist. Exhale, side stretch up and over to the right. Kind of stamp down through the left heel, get longer through the ribs, the intercostals. Take a breath here. Inhale, come back up to center. Swap out the grip of your wrist. Exhale, side stretch up and over to the left. There's no rule that says you have to stay in one place, so if you need to rotate a little bit or move into it, please do so. As you inhale, rise all the way back up. And as you exhale, release your arms down. If you're still facing the wide way, go ahead and just turn toward the front of your mat. You can separate your feet here, finding a little bit more stability underneath your hips. Take your hands to your low back, micro bend your knees. Inhale, standing camel pose, lift up through the spine. Exhale, open up through your chest. Pin the elbows underneath you, like you're lifting, like your heart is rising up. One more breath. Good. Inhale as you rise up using your abdominal muscles. As you exhale, let your hands follow the back of your leg. Give yourself little squeezes all the way down to your ankles, kind of feeling the muscles there. Inhale, halfway lift. First time here. Palms to the shin. Stretch your spine forward. So if I could place a glass of water on your back right now, it would be really stable and really safe. Try to make your back as long as that. And then as you exhale, plant your palms, step back, one last high plank pose. And then lower all the way down onto your belly. We're gonna set up for Sphinx pose here. So kind of crawl your elbows forward underneath your shoulders. So your forearms are on the mat, your palms are on the mat, everything facing forward, arms parallel. Kind of drag your heart forward and up. Shoulder blades together behind you. We'll just return to some movements in the neck, seeing if that feels any different now than it did earlier. Taking your ear to your shoulder, your chin to your chest, opposite ear to opposite shoulder. Go ahead and take another breath or two here just for you. Good, and then coming to center, release down to your belly. Press yourself up into a tabletop position. And then just for a few moments here, child's pose. So I like to adjust, separating the knees, mat's width distance, toes touch behind you. Sit your hips back towards your heels as much as is comfortable. If you have any knee issues, you can keep your hips up and just stretch the torso forward. Otherwise, relax the hips, relax the forehead down onto the mat or onto stacked fists. Just send the breath into the lower back, feeling that opposite lengthening of the spine. One more breath here. Good. Press yourself to tabletop. Shift your hips over to one side or the other. And then gently lower all the way down onto your spine, taking your legs with you so that your knees are kind of hugged into your chest. From here, keep the right knee in. Stretch the left leg long onto the mat. You can pause here, taking some circular movements of the thigh bone. Maybe that feels good, maybe that's enough. Or moving into a supine twist, hips go a little bit to the right as you drop your right knee over to the left. So it's crossing over the body. Shoulder blades stay rooted, chest stays up toward the ceiling, but feeling this rotation through the mid and the thoracic spine. Now sending the breath into the tightest part, the deepest part of the compression. Try to relax everything else. One more breath. All right, inhale, bring your right knee back into center. Feel the sacrum underneath you. We're just gonna switch it out. So the left knee comes in, the right leg extends long onto the mat. Again, you can pause here, finding little micro movements of the thigh bone in the hip socket. Feel free to stay there or hips go to the left, left knee goes to the right for supine twist. So you're kind of letting your knee fall over the body. Shoulder blades continue to root on the ground underneath you. Try to relax through both shoulders, especially the right shoulder here. Softening any resistance. Take one more breath. Good. Come back to center. Take both of your knees in towards your chest one last time. Wrap your forehead up towards your knees so you feel the length of the entire back of your body. Kind of wrapping yourself up in the gratitude of the moment. And then open up into your final relaxation or final Shavasana. So basically just laying out on your mat. Separate your feet at least hips width distance apart. Let your toes flop out to the sides. If you're feeling any discomfort in the low back, you can place the feet on the mat. You can wiggle the hips a little bit from side to side just to shift. Allow your arms to open away from the body. I'll just briefly offer you a process of auto-suggestion. Mentally repeat to yourself in your head, I relax my feet and my legs. My feet and my legs are completely relaxed. I relax my hips and my hip flexors. My hips and my hip flexors are completely relaxed. I relax my torso and my abdomen. My torso and my abdomen are completely relaxed. I relax my shoulders, my arms, and my hands. My shoulders, my arms, and my hands are completely relaxed. I relax my face and my jaw. My face and my jaw are completely relaxed. I relax my internal organs, my liver, my kidneys, my heart, my lungs. My internal organs are completely relaxed. I relax my brain.
body is completely relaxed. And in this space, I breathe.